I see have an Australia bag.
It's a beautiful bag. It's a beautiful exhibition, too.
You enjoyed it?
I thought it was gorgeous. I loved all those beautifully wrought little objects. I especially like the cricket bat. That was my favorite beautiful object. I'm not sure what it means, but maybe they will explain to me one of these days.
I think some sort of totem thing.
Ah, okay. Well, we need more totems and rituals in architecture, so I guess that's why I liked it.
Out there, Architecture Beyond Building, it's an interesting theme. Do you think this year that there's a hope that we might get into the wider public the idea that architecture is beyond building?
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly dream that we will. It is one of the reasons why I tried to make an architecture biennale that was not technical, with no drawings, with no models of things that were built elsewhere, and without a lot of text, trying to get people to just experience the essence, the building blocks of what architecture is.
I think it's a great mission, and we're walking through the Giardini right now, past the Belgian Pavilion. Have you been inside?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. I think they really understood some of what we were trying to achieve, this idea of just building a wall around the original building and leaving everything completely empty so that one begins to realize the space is there. It's almost like a, you know, there's like a juice extractor. This is an architecture extractor. Extracts the architecture out of the building. And all these wonderful structures by Interbreeding Field, a team from Taiwan that are moving all the way through the Giardini with their very expressive wood and plastic water jug architecture. It's fantastic. I'm very happy with it.
The Russian Pavilion seems to have come around as being very strong as well. What's your view on the Russians?
Well, I haven't seen the chess game, which they have, which is a chess game played between Russian and Western architects. I haven't seen it quite finished, but I love the birch forest that you walk in through. This sense of finding in the cave of the Russian Pavilion a forest out of which you might construct another form of architecture.
And talking of politics in Russia, we saw you opening the pipeline about an hour ago. An interesting political statement.
Absolutely. I'm very, very happy with the Estonian contribution. Their bright yellow snake that represents the gas pipeline now being built between Russia and Germany really is a way to bring out what is usually hidden in under the ground and make it visible. It's also just a beautiful object that I think really engages the space and the very linear progression of the Giardini in a wonderful way.
It adds an extra dimension to that end of the axis there, which is a very traditional set of countries.
Absolutely. This Biennale is all about breaking through orders and hierarchies, and that does a lot to do that.
Aaron Bensky, thank you very much.
Very happy to do it.